Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Wednesday, October 19th, 2022. And I'm coming at you from my studios, Northwest Pennsylvania, where it's 37 degrees, as I speak. Now, the reason I mention that is because there are people who are going to freeze to death this winter because of Western policy, because of the potato, Joey Two Scoops in the White Hut, okay? The administration that's out of control, and people, sociopaths, I'm talking sociopaths like Bill Gates, all right, who I believe is responsible for the murder, the mass murder of tens of thousands of individuals, along with Klaus Schwab, along with Big Pharma, including that doofus from Pfizer and others, okay? Here's what I'm really, the reason I let off with the temperature. Gates, they're going to have to, Gates is saying, look, the European energy crisis is good. It's good because it's going to force people to make these new approaches more rapidly. In other words, the change from carbon fossil fuel, which is a stupid statement, it's not fossil fuel, but nonetheless, to other ways of energy. Okay, so that would be like me going to your house and cutting off your energy supply and saying, whoops, I guess, you know what, it's really a good thing. That way you can switch to clean energy a little bit more rapidly. And I know it's 37 out. And you know what, I know your house is getting a little bit cold, but deal with it. That's that psychopath that's in the White House. But those are the words from the psychopath. I got to get my psychopath straight here. Sociopaths, psychopaths, whatever you want to call them, Bill Gates. That's from Bill Gates, of course. And of course, no one is thinking about the UK National Grid had an advisory as well, saying prepare for blackouts in January and February between 4 and 7 p.m., the coldest months of the year. Prepare for blackouts. But it's a good thing. Hang on a minute here. I gotta go over here. Just as the CDC is going to recommend the injecticide, the myocarditis, pericarditis killing jab juice for children, not my children. Well, I don't have any children of school age, but not my grandchildren. You're not. I'll tell you what, you want to go behind the barn? Let's do it right now. You want to fight? Let's do it right now. I'm ready. It pisses me off, and it should piss you off if you're watching this. And every damn person out there should be standing up and saying, wait a second, who made that psychopath Bill Gates king? Who made him king? Who made Klaus Schwab and the WEF king? And oh, by the way, those of us who are just, I can't wait until November, the midterms. Are you out of your friggin' minds? What do you think is going to happen? We got the same machines. You're going to have the same counters. You expect different results? Oh, I'm happy for you. Smack my head against the microphone. Eric had to draw a little mark where the microphone stays because he's that way. But here's the thing, you know, the thing. See this book? I'll use my handy dandy new Eric installed DocuCam. See this book, Mass Awakening. Hang on. See it right here. Paul McGuire. Whoops. where it is. Yeah, Paul McGuire. Mass Awakening. Let's check out page 15, shall we? Okay, here we go, right there. I know you can't read this, but it looks cool on screen, doesn't it? Page 15, Mass Awakening, the super elite, no moral restraints. Did Paul McGuire, by the way, this book was written and published in 2015. You don't believe me? I can show you. Where is it here? Hold on, hold on. I just saw it. Yeah, it's right there, copyright, 2015. Okay. Here's what Paul writes. The direct consequence of let me move on here. Those people who understand this consciously or unconsciously, and those people in the higher levels of the elite who believe that they are gods, right here, you can read it. Read along with me. Go ahead. You can read out loud. I won't tell anyone. Here, I'll straighten it up for you. Okay, so they believe their gods believe that they can do whatever they choose to with absolutely no moral restraints. So we're going to kill your kids. We're going to kill you. We're going to take your stuff. We're going to do everything that we want to friggin' do. And too bad for you. I got mine. I'll live the way I want because I got the money. I got the power. Why do I have the power? Oh, yeah, you gave it to me. Well, how did you give it to me? You let me do what I wanted to do. That's how. It's kind of like you're the parent of a teenager who's out of control. What's wrong with us? Why haven't we stood up and said, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Who in the hell bombed the Nord Stream pipeline? I want to find that out. Oh, yeah. And sorry. All right. I won't yell anymore. Just back up, he said, when he yelled. So, all right, here's the thing. So it's like, you know, look, I want to know who sabotaged Nord Stream. Well, gee, was it Russia? Yeah, it must have been Russia. Just ask Mika or John or who's Mika's? I'm drawing a blank here. Mika Brzezinski, the other guy, the dead intern guy. Oh, help me out, Eric. Never mind. It doesn't matter. Okay. Yeah, I got a dead intern in my office. John Denver? Okay. Never mind. All right. So anyway, okay. Let me compose myself. The reason I showed you, and let me back down and back off. I'm just so angry because people do the same thing, expect different results, or you get people with their head so far up their backside and their foot in their mouth at the same time. I don't know. They must be contortionists because I can't do that. Although sometimes my foot does go in my mouth, but that's a different story. But the fact of the matter is, Paul McGuire, as I showed you and as you have seen, but let's do one more time because I like this camera. And here it is, Mass Awakening by Paul McGuire. You'd think that this is the only book he wrote. It's not because, hang on, don't move that because we've got this one, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, Paul McGuire. These are all great books and all relevant to today. Paul McGuire, look at this, A Prophecy of the Future of America, 2016-2017, preceded by this book, Prophecy of the Future of America. And don't get them confused because what's in this book is not necessarily in this book. In other words, just because you have this doesn't mean you don't need this. And then here's another one, Standing Down Goliath. Okay. Nephilim, DNA, Cyborgs, AI. He was ahead of his time on this one, on all of them. He was ahead. Oh, yeah. And okay. Conquering the Matrix. Need I go on? Need I go on? I don't think I need to go on. He's a prolific author. Oh, a tremendous writer. And just a man who I've got an immense amount of respect for. Although can't work a computer worth a darn. That's okay. That's another story. And Eric the Tech just had a, I've got to give him, I got to tell him to break the Prozac in half. Okay. because he, you know, but anyway, Paul McGuire from paulmcguire.us is with me. I didn't mean to shout at you, Paul, but I'm hacked off, and I know that you are too. And I know that together we can find some answers. I didn't mean to take your time away from you. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Doug, for having me on. And since you were so kind enough to mention my books, the book you were holding up, Mass Awakening, which predicts most of what's happening right now, you were kind enough to write the foreword to.
I was.
In actuality, that was an initial print run. The major print run, your name is prominently displayed right on the front cover. So,
thanks. My agent was going to call you on that to make sure that. it was my honor. Thank you.
So the thing is this, you know, I got a call early this morning because I got up at, I don't know, 4 o'clock in the morning, California time, to prepare for your show, to pray for your show. And I got a phone call from somebody I know very well in a different part of the nation. And they were like in a kind of turmoil and unrest regarding me. And they were worried. So they called me a few minutes later at around 4:30 a.m. my time and asked if I was okay. And yeah, I am okay. But what it turned out to be, this individual, who's a very intelligent, sophisticated individual, had what is called a burden of the Holy Spirit. She was in anguish in prayer for me. And I said, you know, that's not an accident. And I explained the show I was going on and your name and the topics we'd be discussing. And the point is that When you are discussing stuff that is true, anything that you speak that's true, like God's word is true, but anything that you speak is true, affects the multidimensional nature of our reality in many, many ways that most people don't comprehend. So just by coming on this program and you and I discussing some of the things we're going to discuss, the words that we're speaking into the physical world reality alter not only the physical world dimension, but they alter the fourth dimension and the other dimensions, because all of the dimensions in what we call reality are interlocked. They're like a massive infinite puzzle piece. And let's just say hypothetically there were, like, for every puzzle piece represented a different dimension, but you couldn't make sense out of perceiving that unless you had the ability to put together the information from all the different dimensions, which is what we are doing on your program today and what we've done in the past. And why is this important to put together these dimensions and understand reality clearly? It's important because we are beings that were created before the beginning of the dimension of time and space. So you and I and all of your listeners were created before the beginning of the dimension of time and space. The school system, the educational system, the Bill Gates of the world, big pharma, big medical, big ripoff, big financial, big whatever, big baloney. They do not want the masses to know that truth, because you see, when you approach the firewall, when you approach the barrier that is blocking you from moving from the physical reality dimension and going into the higher dimensions where you can access higher knowledge, deeper truth, eternal truth, infinite truth, they don't want that. Because you see, they know, because many of them are Luciferians, and even though they have a distorted viewpoint about the multidimensional nature of reality, they still understand it to a large degree better than most, unfortunately, than most Christians and most people in our society. So what I'm saying is the globalist elite, which is also the Luciferian elite and the Illuminati bloodline families that control through a hierarchical governmental structure on a global scale, that control everything that's happening in our world today, they're doing it by suppressing the consciousness of the masses through school, through media, through government, through medicine, through so-called science and technology. And it is imperative that they suppress this knowledge in people and erect a barrier that keeps people from receiving higher level information and knowledge. Because when we regain the higher level information and knowledge that we had before the beginning of time, our real space-time genetic ancestors, they had names, Adam and Eve. Now, what was interesting, because our DNA is directly connected to Adam and Eve, but Adam and Eve, their genetic code, and by the way, all expressions of DNA, all expressions of the genetic code manifest themselves in this physical world reality through electromagnetic frequencies, or electrical frequencies and magnetic frequencies. So right now you and I are talking and people can see us on the screens of their various technology. But what they see of us and hear of us is actually our beings, our physical beings, are actually being projected from another dimension, which materializes in the physical reality dimension through electromagnetic frequencies. Now, the Luciferian elite understand this. They've understood this principle since ancient Babylon at the time of the Tower of Babel. They've understood this in the Egyptian Empire and the other super civilizations that have rise and fall throughout human history. Atlantis, if it did exist, they understood that. So the critical thing that we have to understand is that whether we like it or not, this is not a matter of, you know, in America, we're spoiled brats. We think that the universe and reality or whatever is going to ask us, well, do you like this? Are you going to vote for this? The universe doesn't give a you know what about whether we like something or not, because the universe operates according to divine law, and that divine law exists and operates, and it has nothing to do with whether we like it or not. So we find ourselves at this exact moment in human history. This is part of what was going on in this phone call I had very early this morning. This person said, and I get this all the time, Paul, do you think, you know, this, everything that's going on, is this Bible prophecy? I don't see any way out of this situation that we're in. And I've been studying it for years. So this person was like deeply studying everything since going back to the earlier election through the 2+ years of COVID and the vaccinations and pandemic, et cetera, and the synchronicity of the arrival of the pandemic simultaneously with the arrival of the 5G electromagnetic frequency transmitters. And people need to understand that in other dimensions that affect our physical reality dimension, the 5G electromagnetic frequency transmitters are beaming their EMF signal into our physical bodies, and many people's physical bodies, because of the choices they have made, are filled with graphene oxide and other chemicals which function as EMF transmitters, EMF receivers, just like a radio broadcast tower and some kind of cell phone receiver. The human race, to the tune of who knows how many billions of people, have received in their bodies nanochips, which are in reality, self-replicating, self-building, self-constructing technology that starts out at a microscopic level, enters the bloodstream, and in a matter of days, weeks, and months, your DNA is changed, and you are no longer a human being walking around with the DNA of God that goes directly back to Adam and Eve and their DNA. The genetic connection, the DNA connection between us and the human race right now and Adam and Eve has been severed by this synthetic DNA, which is being sprayed down from the skies upon us. You know, I go out in the morning and look up at the California sky, and every time I look at it, I posted the chemtrails the other day, and it was the most insane zigzag pattern. And people say, "Oh, that's not chemtrails. That's just jet exhaust." Well, I put it up on my YouTube channel. How could that possibly be jet exhaust if it's in this insane, erratic, zigzag, crisscross, up and down, barrel roll stream of gas? The pilot of that jet would have had to have been stoned out of his mind or bombed out of his mind on booze, because no jet pilot drives in such an erratic pattern. The erratic pattern left by the chemtrail changes the valley that I look down upon in the morning. And so I look at, every day, I look at California Dreaming. You know that song? California Dreaming, except it's in the form of weather modification and, you know, a clever, more disguised way of phrasing it is geoengineering. So what I'm getting at is this globalist elite that understands something that Christians better wake up and get off their ass. Excuse me for those with you know, who get upset about that, but I'm real, you're real, and everybody around us talks in that vernacular. So I'm trying to relate people, kiss the shine the shoes of the evangelical church. But people better get up for their ass and use their God-given minds they've been given by turning on switch through an act of their will and understanding the nature of the reality that we're in. Now, let's go back to the chemtrails, weather modification. So a great deal of these, the freak weather that we're seeing is not just a manifestation of the signs of the times that Jesus Christ talked about in Matthew 24:25, even though it is, but the weather modification in terms of hurricanes and tornadoes and heat waves and droughts and tsunamis and on we go. All that intense, bizarre weather. I mean, I was outside in the morning in California about a week ago, it was almost like this pencil lead dust was coming out of the sky. Now, people who have done scientific research as to the components of the chemtrails will tell you that some of the components are things like lithium, the tranquilizing drug, things like fluoride. The first time fluoride was used was in Nazi Germany under the direction of Adolf Hitler and the Nazi scientists. They began infusing the drinking supply of Germany and the surrounding European nations with massive doses of fluoride, never used before in human history. And fluoride, the purpose of fluoride is not to prevent cavities. If that was the case, As my father used to say to me in a very sarcastic manner, he used to say to me, this was his way of verbally challenging me to get up to speed. By the way, he was the second fastest man in the United States of America in terms of long distance track running. And he told me his secret of winning races was you don't give up. You just keep at it. You keep at it. And he instilled that in me. So you use your mind and your perception, and you don't shut it off. And you say, well, why would they be blasting us with known tranquilizing drugs and sedatives? Because the real purpose of lithium and fluoride is to sedate or lower your brain consciousness. It's to lower the perceptive powers of your brain, and it's to chemically dumb your brain down so that when you're looking at something that is obviously giving you communications, such as the chemtrails releasing fluoride and lithium, instead of saying, gee, they're spraying tranquilizers on me to sedate me, you can't go through that mental process, because your brain has, neurologically, your brain has been asphyxiated by the fluoride and the chemtrails and all the bombardment. People don't understand that in an average day, you are soaking in an atmosphere of targeted electromagnetic frequencies at specific frequencies like 10 Hz or 10 Hertz. Every time you turn on a TV, you're being soaked in an electromagnetic frequency of 10 Hertz, which puts you into a hypnotic, learning, passive state of consciousness. That's why when you look at people that are glued to the boob tube, they look like they're hypnotized. They look like they're spaced out of their mind. And they are, because they're absorbing a steady stream of consciousness altering electromagnetic frequencies, specifically 10 Hz, which makes you compliant. Now, the interesting thing about 10 Hz is you believe and retain all the information that your TV is communicating to you, but 10 Hz has a weird little quirk. 10 Hz renders your discerning ability, your critical thinking ability, your ability to evaluate and decide, it renders that part of your brain and neurological system inoperative. So you can't see what's really going on in reality. So what does all this mean? Back to your original opening remarks, which again, were rightly forceful. They were forceful because in the tone of your voice and the EMF frequency that you were resonating your communication in, you were essentially telling people in the subspace between the spaces of your words, you were saying, hey, wake up. You're in a place of incredible danger. There's incredible danger on the horizon. That danger is not a hallucination. That danger is real, it's viable, and it's a threat. Wake up. That's what you were saying in the subtext of your message. And then you said something that was extremely important to those that walk around in a zombie state of consciousness. You offered up the pinpoint accurate little message that you better not be counting on some election to save your posterior, because those voting machines are still as rigged as they always were. And if that's not bad enough, some of the volunteers and the people that count the votes are rigged. And so how do you expect to get somebody elected who's honest and who's going to serve the American people if the entire political machinery is a giant corrupt dark machine?
Amen. Wow. Okay. You said a lot there. I want to touch on a couple of questions here. First of all, if I'm reading you correctly, you had mentioned that words, as we speak them, they permeate through, well, they're interdimensional. They permeate dimensions. Is that a correct statement?
Absolutely.
Okay. And they do have either a positive or negative impact on events. Is that
yes.
True? Okay. So having said that, praying, I do suspect praying then permeating the dimensionalities that are around us, prayer and truth, but prayer specifically then has a positive impact on our lives through
right.
our relationship with our Creator, with God Almighty, right? So, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that is what you, the question that you proposed in your statement is of the greatest importance. There's nothing more important than what you just said for this hour that we're in. You know, I wish I could, it's rude and it's socially not acceptable, but I literally would like to fly out of my body and cut my and then yell into people's ears, wake up, because they're in a state of somnambulism, a narcotically, hypnotically induced sleep state. Their consciousness is like in a zombie state of consciousness. Now, here's the thing. The entire year of the election, and then for 2 years plus, I have been praying and seeking the Lord and researching and being involved as strategically and effectively as I can be, but studying and crying out to God and asking God, Lord, give me your supernatural wisdom. Give me your plans. Give me answers for your people in this hour so that I might communicate that to them in my books and media appearances, like on your program, and other appearances and speaking engagements. Lord, give me your supernatural wisdom so I might give this to your people, because I believe, you know, I am not perplexed or confused as to the nature of God. A lot of my brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ are perplexed, dazed and confused as to the nature of God. I'm not, for two reasons. Because number one is the Word of God, or the Bible, says this. It says God is love. God is love. So if you're talking to me or speaking to me or doing something that is not in agape or Christ-like love, then you're missing the target, or which comes from the word metanoia, which means missing the target. So you don't really know God. You say you know God, but if you're not about the agape love of Jesus Christ, you've missed the target. That's number one. Number two is God is love. And so if any person has a real personal relationship with the infinite personal living God of the universe, if you have a personal relationship with him, which is always governed by the Word of God first, then you walk with God. You don't know. See, Doug, you, me, many of your guests and many of the people listening to your show, they don't just know about God from a distance. They know God intimately and personally, and they walk with God in a very tight level. So I walk with God like many of your listeners, like yourself, many of your guests. I walk with God in a tight intimacy. And so I know that he's love. Now, starting from that premise and then reading the entire Word of God, I also know that it is not, please hear me, for those of you that are confused and perplexed, God is not about the business of destroying his people in America with wrath and judgment at this particular moment. Now, I am not saying that God is not a holy God. God is holy, and there is a penalty for breaking his commandments and worshiping idols. And we in America, like any other people group, are in danger of being the recipients of God's wrath and judgment. But we need to be pretty damn well specific and strategic before we open our big fat mouths and pretend that we're a prophet or an apostle and spout out some stupidity that puts people into cognitive dissonance and freaks them out. I can't tell you how many people that I've talked to, like the person that called me earlier this morning, who had to back off from media because they were overwhelmed with the deluge of confusion and panic and fear, and just they needed to separate themselves from that. I'm not advocating, you know, like separating yourself from reality, but I am advocating being precise with your analysis, knowing what the blank you're talking about, and understanding that first and foremost, God is love. Therefore, when God makes the decision, and he anguishes over these decisions, when God does make the decision to release his judgment, his wrath, like in the time of Noah and other times, when God makes that decision, he doesn't do it. He doesn't have a temper tantrum. He doesn't miscalculate. He weighs very carefully the number or the numerical amount of people, the conditions of their hearts, what caused them to have those heart conditions. I'm talking about spiritually. He weighs all of those parameters with the utmost care and calculation. And he consults with himself because he's the triune God. And he operates in accordance with his word. And then, and only then, if the conditions of a society warrant it, they have to be fully justified because God's scales of justice, God is holy and righteous. Only then, if the conditions that God requires are not met, only then would God send his wrath and his judgment. And an illustration of that would be the account of Abraham entering into a intercessory prayer dialogue with God about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And when you read that passage in the Bible, Abraham is arguing in love with God. God is answering him, and they're going back and forth, and Abraham is pleading to God not to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And he keeps bringing up, Abraham keeps bringing up the numerical amount of righteous people. And God says, well, if you can find 50 righteous people, then, you know, I won't destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And finally, God could, you know, the only people God could find that were even quasi-righteous were, was Lot, his wife, and his family. And they flee Sodom and Gomorrah, which, by the way, evangelical Christians better take off their self-righteous sunglasses and perceive Sodom and Gomorrah the way God did, not how they perceive it out of their personal bias and hatred. Because let's remember something before we all act holy and pretend that we're saints. Every single one of us, me included, we have a fallen nature and a sinful nature, and we are capable in our sinful nature of any sin or transgression that any other man or woman commits. So let's start acting like that and quit acting like the judges over people and the holier than thou. If God wants to deal with somebody, he's got plenty of voltage to deal with them. Okay, so in America, there is not just a handful of people that are righteous. Let's state for a fact, there's a remnant church that consists at least of what, 4%, 8%, 6% of the population of America at the minimum. The reality is it's probably 15 to 20% minimum of people that love God. As such, God is not going to destroy America at this time, because there's at least, 15, 20% of God's people that are righteous, and therefore God's going to hold back obliterating America in judgment. Now, the other thing we have to understand is that God always judges out of context. And what that means is that God just doesn't sling lightning bolts down on people and let them fry with electricity. God measures very carefully how he judges. And God takes into his personal consultation all the unknown factors that you and I may not know about a particular situation. So let's talk about this, okay? So America has been in a moral freefall since the early 1950s. We had the sexual revolution, sex, drugs, rock and roll, the hippie revolution, the hedonistic, pleasure-seeking movement. So all hell broke loose. Atheism, the New Age, idolatry, all hell broke loose in the early 50s, and it has continued to break loose to the present moment. So the average evangelical says, well, we were sinful and we deserve to be judged. But for crying out loud, you're not taking all the various unseen factors into your calculation. You're not thinking with the mind of Christ. You're thinking like Bozo the Clown. And there's a big stinking difference between thinking like Bozo the Clown and thinking like the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has an infinite mind, infinite. He knows everything. So here is part of the truth that God puts in his calculation. God knows for a fact, like I do and you do, Doug, and I've written about it in detail in all of my books, including my brand new one, Power from On High, which just came out today, Power from On High. What I've written in my books is that we see the sinfulness, we see the rebellion all over America, and we say, well, America is worthy of judgment. Well, you better put your brakes on your mouth, because you have to take into account the fact that the sexual revolution, the abortion revolution, the moral revolution against God, the rebellion against God, the worshiping the pagan gods, the idolatry in America, the sin that is overflowing in America, all of these factors didn't just happen because the American people were stubborn and evil and decided to be rebellious. The true truth of the matter, if we pull back the layers and really look at the naked truth, is this. There was a clandestine global secret operation carried out by the Luciferian elite, operating in concert with intelligence agencies, neurological scientists, technologists, etc., that literally embedded in human consciousness of men and women in America, these higher up neurological engineers embedded our minds and put America and the world through what can only be described as a mass MK Ultra operation. And the formula, as I explained in my books, Power from On High and A Prophecy of the Future of America, the formula for scientific mind control, propaganda, and social engineering is always the same. The formula is pain, drugs, hypnosis. So pain for the Vietnam generation would have been the psychic shock and anguish of seeing the president blown, his head blown off in a Cadillac convertible. That was shock or pain of unbelievable proportions. And then, Oswald, and then the other Kennedy being killed, and Martin Luther King Jr. being killed. That shock and all the dead bodies coming home from Vietnam, that was psychic shock and pain. The first ingredient in MKUltra programming. Pain, drugs, hypnosis. Then the entire United States was mysteriously dosed by LSD, the drug of choice, the powerful psychedelic drug, which is the primary drug used in all MK Ultra or mind control programming through the 1960s counterculture, the hippies, the Beatles, you know, all those movies and music. They drugged the entire nation with marijuana. They induced sexual experimentation. It wasn't just a bunch of guys and women giving over to their lusts. So God's not punishing America because a lot of people, you know, quote, theoretically gave over to their lust. They were programmed through Playboy magazine and Penthouse and Playgirl and the initial waves of soft porn and then hard porn. They were programmed neurologically. They were hooked neurologically to get involved in sexual immorality. It wasn't just a willful, rebellious decision against Judeo-Christian morality. So pain, drugs, and hypnosis. And this is the important thing. All scientific mind control, social engineering, propaganda, things, all those sciences and technologies all come from ancient sorcery and ancient occult secret societies going back to ancient Babylon and what is known as Mystery Babylon described in the Bible. So whenever we see people under mass mind control, and by the way, the overwhelming majority of Christians in America today are under mass mind control, which means, in fact, they are under sorcery, the same sorcery written about in the book of Revelation. And so sorcery and mind control, or science and technology with sorcery and ancient mysticism, work as one function. And the Luciferian elite that are in charge of the global government, which is warned about in the book of Genesis, known as Mystery Babylon, warned about in the book of Revelation, the global government consists of, according to the Bible, of a one world economic system, a one world religion, and a one world government. And they have rebranded the name of this New World Order, because the New World Order is really rebranded as the Great Reset. And people need to really turn on their brain switch and recognize that the Great Reset is all built on lies and propaganda. And the Great Reset is nothing more than rebranded communism and Marxism. It even uses the same selling terms, like we're going to get you, you know, you'll own nothing, but you'll never be happier than in your whole life. That's what the communists and Marxists said to the people that they subjugated and slaughtered. We're going to give you a worker's paradise. Nobody will own anything. We'll redistribute all the wealth. Those are the same. That's the same verbiage that the Great Reset uses. The Great Reset is created by the Luciferian elite, and the Great Reset is a scientific methodology of enslaving the masses on a planetary level, wiping out the masses and enslaving the masses. And the only people on planet Earth that have the power, or at least have access to the power, to block and destroy and prevent the Great Reset, which means the Great Prison Planet, the only people that have the power that's powerful enough to defeat the Great Reset and the Luciferian elite are those people that have received power from on high by faith. The reason the Christian church in America is anemic and impotent in most cases is because it's trying to accomplish the agenda on human willpower and human strength and human wisdom and human energy. And we will be slaughtered if that's our approach. The only way we can defeat the Great Reset and the Luciferian elite is to call upon Almighty God. He's Almighty. Why? Because he is Almighty, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Say it like you mean it. Jesus isn't your buddy. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. It says at the end of the book of Revelation, censored by 84% of evangelical churches. 84% of evangelical churches. Pipsqueak theology. Impotent men of women of God who reject the word of God because in their delusion, they think they're smarter than God. They're not smarter than God. God is Almighty God, and Almighty means Almighty. That means God is greater than Lucifer, greater than the fallen angels. And Christ is coming. He's coming soon, but he's coming back for a church that is going to be operating in the supernatural power from God, power from on high. We're going to be occupying the land like America. We're going to be occupying America until he comes. What does that mean? We're going to be exercising rulership over America. That's our DNA. Adam and Eve exercised rulership over planet Earth in the Garden of Eden in the beginning. God gave Adam and Eve the DNA power to function as rulers who rule and reign over planet Earth. And that DNA of rulership and reigning is passed on to every person who accepts Christ by faith. And in fact, when we go into the next dimension, which is heaven, a new earth, and a new Jerusalem, we are going to, according to the book of Revelation, we're going to rule and reign with Christ forever and ever. And every single person listening to me on the Hagman Report should know that you already have a throne room seat next to Jesus with your name on it. I'm telling you, the Word of God says you have a throne room seat. You have a throne to sit on right next to Jesus in heaven with your name on it. And that means you have a duality in your nature. You're living in the physical real world, but you're also connected to the eternal infinite world of heaven simultaneously. So as you're functioning and you're occupying until Christ comes down here on earth, simultaneously, you're sitting on your throne, next to Jesus in heaven right at this very moment. For crying out loud, Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is not a donut shop with Krispy Kreme, you know, donuts. Christianity is truth and not a religion. And the proof is because Christ resurrected from the dead so that the Father could send power from on high upon his people.
Paul McGuire, Power from on High. That's his new book. I'm going to tell you something. It is absolutely imperative that Christians, if you identify as a Christian, no, I'm not. Now, if you are seriously a Christian, I believe Power from on High is probably Paul's seminal work. And because right now, if you believe we are in the end of days, what Power from on High gives you is the ability, the power of the Holy Spirit, or Power from on High, what it can do in your life. Power from on High can unleash an authentic biblical third great awakening that will usher in the last days soul harvest. And that's what this book sets out to do. And you know, Paul addresses the Luciferian globalist elite, their plans, their crafts, the great reset, the plan to transform America into this prison state. But he also, he also gets into the pilgrims and Puritans, how they build America on biblical principles and God's supernatural power which, by the way, produced the American dream. So this is important, folks. This is important for everyone to understand, okay, that we understand the power that we have been given from on high. And that's, to me, this, I don't think that there could be a more powerful message than that. And look, you know, I love to read and I love books, and I have all of Paul's books laid out in front of me here, but this one to me is an important one, if not the most important one that Paul has written. And it talks about just that, where we're at today, what we need to do, how we need to do it, and the fact that we have the authority over, we have been given the authority over our enemies, the Luciferians, to do exactly that. Paul, that's a fantastic book. I'm telling you, and you're on fire, man. You are on fire. I love it. You've got fire in the gut talking about this. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I did. You know, talking about it, what happens is when you talk about it, we have to distinguish between, you know, the bozo, the clown club, the fakery of power from on high, the counterfeit. Yeah. But the counterfeit shouldn't dissuade you from receiving the real thing. And when I talk about it, there's an explosion of the Spirit of God that goes off in my inner man. A literal explosion. The translation for power from on high means the dunamis, the dynamite explosive power from God. And God wants us as his people to use the dunamis, the dynamite explosive power of God, in the invisible realm and blow out of the invisible realm or the spiritual world all these satanic strongholds or satanic control mechanisms. God wants us to use power from on high to obliterate the Luciferian landscape.
Amen. Perfect. Again, folks, go to paulmaguire.us. That's paulmaguire.us. One more time, paulmaguire.us. The link will be in the program description box. This book is just out today, right now, today. And how lucky are we to be talking about it as it is just released? Go to paulmaguire.us. Paul, can you get it elsewhere or just paulmaguire.us?
At this point, it's only available at paulmaguire.us, but we have a Hagman special for the Hagman listeners, a discount on the price, and we're giving 10 books free. I don't want them, you know, I guess they should need to contact you through email, and the first 10 who request it will get a copy mailed to them free as our gift to your listeners and viewers of the Hagman.
All right, let me make sure I understand this. You want to give away 10 of your books, Power from On High, free.
Right.
Okay, folks, if you're listening to this, in the subject line, put book. My email address is doug@hagmanreport.com. The first 10 to do so, I will send to Paul the names. But you've got to put in the subject line, not just in the subject line the book. You've got to put in the text of the email your name and mailing address.
Yes.
We're not going to mail it out five times because, you know, you put the address wrong. Okay. and you know what else? Put your phone number down too, just in case there's any problem. Okay. We're not going to give it away. So, or we're not going to, you know, sell your
information. And Doug, one thing I want to say before I go, and that is God is not finished with America yet. It ain't over till the fat lady sings. My wife was complaining to me. She's not fat, and she wasn't fat at this particular time. This was about 20 plus years ago. And she was worried, Paul, am I going to be able to be pregnant? Am I going to be able to be pregnant? So I wrote on a giant white sign and a black marker, I wrote a Bible verse about a woman being fruitful in God and giving birth to a baby. And then I also wrote in big letters, "It ain't over till the fat lady sings." And I posted this giant poster up near the mirror. Now, again, she wasn't overweight, but by the time she was pregnant with two twins, she was bursting. And yeah, you could say she was fat. Her belly was sticking out with two twins because we're all tall, you know. And so guess what? Prophetically, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. What's wrong with these people who cry defeat? You haven't even entered the battle yet. How can you surrender? How can you give up? What's wrong with you? Not you, Doug, but you know what I'm
saying. Nah, I get it. Paul McGuire, paulmcguire.us. God bless you, my friend. God bless you. Thank you for your time. All right, folks, that'll do it. Got to go. Overtime. Good night.